There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. Thank you for joining us. Friends, we just got done playing yesterday's radio program, Friday's radio program. And we did that on purpose because over the last couple days we have been in Jenison, Michigan doing a program. We got some interesting things happening out there right now. And that's why we wanted to kind of just give you a little salt on the tongue and kind of, you know, lead up to it and play off from there. And aside of that, friends, just so you know as well, we had a little flight delay coming out of Michigan this morning. So we said, let's play yesterday's first hour and then we'll pick up the second hour. So we are live right now, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Excuse me. I also wanted to let you know, friends, that concerning what's going on in Jenison, this morning when we left Grand Rapids, yesterday the news reported on the events. And, of course, you need to understand that the reporters and the anchors, they're homosexuals. So if you're wondering why there's a slant on the information that you're getting, of course you need to consider the source. And if you have enough common sense to consider the source, you're going to understand why there's a slant on everything they do. And we know that 76% of those that actually anchor or promulgate or perpetuate the news as useful idiots for their boss because they're doing what they're told to do, because if they go outside of their scope or their narrative, then they get fired for it. Case in point, after this program in Jenison on Thursday night, I had walked outside, and I confronted a cameraman, because what happened is when I walked out, I noticed that the media was still there giving airtime to the protesters that were the victims. And interestingly enough, along with the professed church, by the way, talking about love, trying to paint the picture that we're haters for standing on God's word. And by the way, I reminded those professors while they were inside of the church that they advocate what God condemns, and you think everything's going to be okay concerning our posterity, you better think again. So I walk outside, and as I walk outside, an individual comes up to me and said, you know, there's Fox 17, they just did a report. And he said to me, he goes, I don't know what event he was at, but he wasn't at the one that I was just in. And I said, of course not. They have to stay with their narrative. All of a sudden, this reporter comes over to me, walking on eggshells. And he was, by the way, there's hope here for this individual. And he walked up to me, and the guy introduced me to him, and he said he was afraid to come over to me. And I said, well, I don't blame him. And, of course, I'm having fun with him, right? But I'm also serious about it. I don't want to be unapproachable. And I said to him, I said, so I got a question for you. I said, why is it that you guys have all your cameras set up aimed at the protesters? By the way, friends, which we are now finding that some of them were actually bussed in. Okay, so it was probably bought and paid for. And we also found out when we first got to the school that there was fences all the way around the school that weren't there the day before I got there. And by the way, today they're completely gone. And guess what? Brian's on the front page of the paper again. And the event's on the front page of the paper again. Now, going back to this, I asked the reporter, why is it that all your cameras are on the protesters? And I said, and when you go inside of the building, you have all the police, which there was 24 There was probably 12 cops and 12 security guards bought and paid for. And I said, they're in there protecting us. I don't need your protection. I'm not asking you to protect me from a bunch of college students, which, by the way, would have nothing to do with me when I walked up to them and started to talk to them. See, they want to jam the message. Don't talk to the enemy, they're told by their professors. And on cue, they act accordingly. Like a bunch of anarchists, a bunch of communists, and that's exactly what we've seen. I said, did you take time to go inside and see all the security that they had for the speakers, which not a one of them asked for? I mean, I can see the narrative here. You have police cars everywhere, and you have the news here. And you're protecting us from them. Or at least that's the impression that you're trying to give the people in your community. And why is it that you would do that? I said, because you're trying to get people to believe that when we speak of God and country, which is a methodology of communism, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, friends, that's what this is. This is the government behind dictating and calling the shots, corruption in government. Not American government, foreign government. And I said, do you think there's anything wrong with that? I said, did you report that tonight? And I said to him, by the way, I started to talk to this reporter, and I said, can I ask you something? He said, sure. I said, are you gay? And he looked at me and he said, hesitantly, he said, yeah, I am. I said, so a little bias on your reporting, huh? And I went back and forth with him, and I said, hey, I'll tell you what. I just want to be straight with you here. If you go outside of your narrative, the scope of your talking points, you can get fired. He agreed with me right away. And then he kind of took a step back because he caught himself as to what he was saying. I better not let that out. And in the process, I said, you know what? I said, how about we do this? And about the time I said that to him, he comes back and he said, you know what? No. I can report about what I want to report on. I said, that's journalism. But if you have to ask your boss as to what you're supposed to report on and how you're supposed to report on it, that's dictation. That's not journalism. That's not a free country anymore. And I said, if you look at the talking heads across the country, why is it that they're all saying the same things at the same time? Because all of these corporations are all owned by six corporations worldwide. I'm sorry, all of these media resources worldwide are owned by six corporations. He didn't know this. I said, oh yeah, you're all saying the same thing at the same time. But in this particular community, you're doing what you're told. He said, no, I can do whatever I want to do. I said, good. I said, thank you for your cooperation. I said, I would love to get you on the radio station and have a decent conversation. And I said, I'll let you finish your points. And he said, right when I said that, this is what he said to me, friends. He said, I got to first call my producer and ask him if that's okay. I said, did you hear what you just said? I said, you completely contradicted yourself every step of the way. Every step of the way. And he caught himself. Now, folks, when I come back, I'm going to get Brian Clawitter on the radio with me really quick and give you an update as to what's going on out there. But I do want to let you know, when we got the big guns involved, we won the day again, friends, because we were willing to take it to the enemy. And today we found that they're preaching our message almost verbatim with a little slant. You can't pay for that.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about what took place just a couple days ago in Jenison, Michigan, and what's transpiring out there and what has transpired. And what's interesting here, friends, I want to talk about, and I'll get to this in just a couple minutes. I got Brian Clawitter with me on the phone right now, but I'm going to get to this at the half hour mark, is what the police did not do. It's really important that you understand what's going on here in Jenison, in Brian Clawitter's backyard. Brian, welcome to the show. Thank you for jumping on again.
Yeah, Sam, thank you for having me, Brett.
Yes, I'm trying to stay on top. I'm really kind of worked up about what's going on, because once I'm in the fight, it's like I'm not getting out of the ring until we're done, because either you're going down, because I'm not. And I want you to hear me again. Either you're going down because I'm not getting out of this ring until you do, because the law is on our side. But do you want to give a really quick snapshot as to what took place on Thursday, and then we'll bring it up to what took place yesterday in the news, and then what took place today in the news, and what you just texted us over? I want to get to that because I want people to understand who's behind what's going on here and how un-American and illegal it is, as to the things that are taking place. Can you give us a quick snapshot, please?
Yeah, Thursday was... I think on our part, we were pretty well prepared and organized. We, you know, Dave was there, a couple of days we had Dave Ageman and Dave Daubenmeyer, and we were set up to really put on a great presentation. But the homosexual supporters were allowed to disrupt our meeting right from the very beginning. And there was just no involvement at all from the sheriff's department, and the superintendent of schools was standing in the building the whole time. And they were allowing this to occur. And I mean, you were there, brother, but just so your listeners know, the vulgarity that was coming out of these guys weren't just throwing out, you know, cuss words and F-bombs. They were, they were threatening us. They were saying, you know, that they were going to do things to our families, you know, F our families. And it's just vulgarity, folks. And
you mean like, wait a second, Brian, like, let's be more specific, like burn your family down with you, your wife, and your children in it? Stuff
you got
like
it, brother.
Yeah, stuff like that. That's one of what? 1,000 threats?
Yeah, I've lost count. We've.
Okay. I want people to understand what's going on here, Brian, and what's behind this whole movement. Because what the narrative is that they want to shut down anybody that speaks out. Anybody that agrees with the Word of God, the Constitution. I mean, the name of the program was God and Country. And yet, for some reason, those 200 protesters, by the way, the state-controlled media, they actually predicted there would be 200 people there, Brian. And lo and behold, there was 200 protesters there. Was that any surprise to anybody?
Yeah, that doesn't paint a picture for somebody. I don't know what does.
Yeah, what are we finding out about those protesters?
Well, we had gotten some intel that they were bussed in from out of the area. So I mean, it was orchestrated. It was pre-planned, and it's too obvious to deny it. And I know that people that weren't here, you know, might scratch their head and say, "Oh, geez, I don't know." But I tell you, I was here. Bradley was here, and we saw it. This was an orchestrated event to go down the way it did. They intentionally wanted to jam us and silence us.
And that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, we found out that the mayor, Brian, can you explain what the mayor was doing before this event took place?
Well, it's he's ever since that the initial pop-off here, he's kind of aligned himself with this Be Nice campaign and the LGBT, essentially. And the city had drafted a statement, a fair treatment statement or something along those lines. And he didn't stop there. He's been posting on both his personal and his Facebook page in opposition to me and what I stand for. And this is a guy that claims to be a Christian man that prays before every one of the town meeting.
Of course. What do you stand for, Brian? I'm curious.
I stand for both those documents you just referenced, brother. I believe in the Constitution. I believe that one was written based on the Holy Bible.
Amen. Now, the two sciences that run together, said one of our jurisprudence advisors, and he was exactly right, Mr. James Wilson. And so here we are today. So we're talking about God and the Bible and the Constitution and our founding documents, and there's those that serve we the people that are basically seeking a jihad on Mr. Brian Clawitter in Jenison, Michigan there for standing up and fighting for the community. Now, I do want to set the premise, friends, that people understand that the day was won. There's no question about it. The whole community now understands that Brian Clawitter loved the community enough, namely those college students enough to actually take the heat so he could actually speak to them, because 7 weeks prior to that, he was inundated and polarized and demonized by the state-controlled media who didn't bother to ask him one question. Now, to take it to the present, which would have been yesterday and then today, it's interesting to note that the state-controlled media were going to do an interview with me and Brian together. But the producer said that there was nobody else on the other side to basically contend for what really occurred on Thursday in Jenison, Michigan. But we did find out later on that the producer thought that it would be okay to go ahead and put Brian Clawitter's business up for sale. Can you expound, Brian?
Yeah, we saw it was originally came across as a tweet from our local News 8 that they had gone by the shop and taken a picture of a real estate sign. I leased the building, and that building by the landowner has been for sale with a sign out there for nearly 2 years. But they decided to go out there yesterday and snap a shot of that for sale sign. And the community knows it's the building for sale. The news knows that it's a lie. And so I feel that they intentionally posted a story to cause harm, and it was malicious intent. They said that Diesel Tech is now for sale, anti-gay shop now for sale.
Absolutely, yeah, because they want to give the impression to the people that you're tucking tail now and running after your victory that night on Thursday. That's what they're trying. They're trying to get the narrative out there that they won the day when, in fact, they didn't. In any sense of the word. And I'm not saying that, friends, to try to be a hard guy. I'm saying this is what you have to do. When the enemy attacks, and I'm talking about the lawless within the United States attack, you must lawfully respond. And that's exactly what happened, and we lawfully won the day. Brian won the day. At the end of the program, just to reiterate this from hour one, once the teacher that was actually the provocateur that was sent to stir these kids up, left. All of a sudden, here comes sincerity, here comes real heart, here comes tears flowing down the faces of the kids. Friends, I want to let you know what the state-controlled media doesn't want you to know. Those kids stayed for another hour, hour and a half, listening to Brian and myself talk about gospel and real-life testimony that Jesus Christ has wrought in our lives. The very thing they didn't want them to hear is the very thing that we stood our ground until we actually met at the cross. And guess where we met, friends? We met at the cross with the power of God unto salvation, and where the Holy Ghost met us all. And He did. And we went on for an hour, hour and a half. Brian did the majority of the talking. I felt that I did my job. It's time to back out now and let him do his thing. And boy, oh boy, my friend, did you do an awesome job.
I appreciate that. But I was just encouraged to see those kids go from their vile and obviously promoted by someone else behavior, that one by one, when they began to apologize and show humility, they recognized their own fault. And I think it was really great to be able to accept their apologies and open that dialogue. And like Bradley just said, folks, that the tears flowing down, these kids were, they're vulnerable.
You know, I want to rewind just a little bit. You said apologies. It wasn't Brian apologizing, friends. It was the protesters that were being moved by the lawless adults. Those kids didn't even know what they were protesting. And then when Brian had the opportunity to talk, then they understood what was going on, and they found out that they were protesting. They didn't know. They didn't know what they were protesting. They were just following the lead. But once the teacher left, friends, guess what happened? The kids started to apologize to Brian. And I've been out in Michigan for 2 days, guys, and you guys have listened to me for 14 years, some of you people. I'm not a baby. But I'll tell you what, when the Lord gets a hold of your heart, and to tell you what I seen during the time that I was out there, bro, I saw you stand. And I saw you stand. And I saw you stand, and I saw you stand when the captain stood against you and he wouldn't enforce the laws. When the superintendent tried to shut you down because he didn't want you in a school, he didn't want you teaching the kids history or who it is that they are or where they came from. Even when the state-run media continuously inundated, you stood and you won the day. And I think I'm more hurt by the fact that, bro, this might sound weird to everybody, but that you had to even go through it. Matter of fact, when I got there and I seen Dave get up there, Dave's got a couple years on both me and Brian, and he got up there, and he's a coach. They call him Coach Dave, and he was speaking to the kids out of sincere love, and they were disrespecting him. And I thought, man, if they're going to beat on somebody, let me get up there. Let them beat up on me. So I went up there for 2 hours, and I took a beating, but I didn't stand down. And that's why Brian won the day, because he didn't stand down, and neither did Dave. And we saw it through, and we won the day. We're going to be right back after this break.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud
yes.
to offer the hard-hitting report that arms
Honey,
you
one more.
The truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Number one radio show on Saturdays concerning GCN, which is the fourth largest radio network in the United States. And so, again, we just wanted to high-five you for that. If you'd like to call in, please do stick to topic, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Again, folks, we're talking with Brian Klawitter, the man that played the man in Jenison, Michigan here. And I want to fast forward because this morning we had gotten up. So the media has been relentless with Brian. I said that either they're going to go away or they're going to attack. And it seems that they're choosing the way of attacking because they know that they've lost the day because too many people now heard Brian for themselves. And I just asked Brian this morning, you know, how's it going? He said, well, I'm having people come up to me all the time and telling me thank you. And it's interesting because it's like Nicodemus used to come up and talk to Jesus all the time, but he did it at night when no one was around. And I got to take that to the American people because it's a sad day in America when we can sit there and watch our brother from another mother, literally in Jenison, Michigan, stand there by himself and get inundated and have over 824 local churches stand down when they should stand up and even in some cases protest Brian for standing on the side of the Word of God. It's a sad day in America that people love their freedom so much that they're not willing to fight for it. But there's still them in this country that are willing to fight for it. And I want to tell you what, you always find them in the fire. And what we found in Grand Rapids, what we found in Jenison, Michigan, was a man that was born in the fire. And I guarantee you, friends, those that are born in the fire, they do not settle for the smoke. They will not settle for anything less than Christ showing up where he manifests himself to destroy the works of the devil. And that's exactly what's happening. There's retaliation going on. So this morning we get up real early. I got about 3 hours of sleep last night. And in the process of doing that, we get up, we go to breakfast. And I hate doing this because I know what it feels like when it's you that they're doing it to. But I go downstairs in the hotel room, and in the hotel lobby, and I pull up the paper, and I look at the paper, and it has on the front page a big picture, a great picture of you, Brian, by the way. And I'm not kissing up to you, friend, but it really is a good-looking picture. It makes you look rather heroic, doesn't it, Mr. Studley, yourself? It says,
yeah, it says, mine is underneath the picture of the one time the sheriff's deputy stepped on the floor.
Yes, and by the way, the reporter that actually put this out on the paper is the reporter that I went after on Thursday when I called out his name 3 or 4 or 5 times. My son seeing him go out the back door because he didn't want to be confronted with me asking him where he got his information concerning my controversial ministry. And then once I was done going after the media and holding them accountable and telling 300 people that they are responsible for what's going on in this community, all of a sudden, when I was done, guess who comes back in the room like a little snake? Well, he just had to wait an extra day to put this on the front page of the paper, and I read what he wrote. And, of course, you can feel his slant. But he preached our message, Brian, and he didn't just preach my message and Dave's message. He preached your message, which is the gospel and the Constitution. So God and country didn't just happen in front of 300 people. It happened in how many? Hundreds of thousands, millions of people in the state of Michigan alone. And so they did themselves in, and they always do. Those that dig a hole, they themselves will fall into it. And that's exactly what they've done. And I got to be honest with you, friends, and I'm talking to you too, Brian, is they couldn't have done you better than the way that they've done you. That there's no way that this would have been out there any other way than the way that they did it. And they did it for us. And I'm very happy about what they did because they turned it in the sense, because most people, you ask, as a matter of fact, there was 300 people there on Thursday. I asked in that room how many believed the media. Not one hand went up. See, friends, and this is what they're afraid of, is that you're going to catch on to the fact that it's the state-controlled media that's being used to inundate and to use their little useful idiots to perpetuate the crimes of those that stand behind those that call themselves our representatives. Instead of standing up and magnifying the laws of our Constitution, they're allowing them to be torn down. And, Brian, I want to go there really quick because of the cops. Can you kind of highlight the fact that when we first got there, as you said earlier during the last segment, that these little protesters were just trying to jam the message. They were trying to speak over the speaker constantly, and that's called jamming. And it was interesting because the police, there was plenty in there to actually enforce the laws. You actually came up and gave the statute concerning not just sodomy, but also the fact that they couldn't use vulgarities. And the cops stood and stared at you. And you heard from the captain of the police that they were given orders by the prosecutor to stand down. Can you explain this?
Yeah, that's right. Just a quick recap there. The first step was I went up on stage and I called law enforcement out in front of everybody. I was basically inviting them on the floor to restore order and do their job. And as if they need my help to do it, I reminded them of law. And they did nothing, and I had returned the floor back over to you at that point. But I went around the building and started talking to these officers and made my way to the captain. And when I expressed to him how my disappointment, he told me, and twice in that conversation, that he had been instructed by the prosecutor's office to do nothing.
To do nothing.
To do nothing. I challenged him. I told him he was a disgrace to the uniform, and he took an oath to uphold the law, and he's a disgrace. And it didn't faze him one bit.
Of course.
He's a puppet for a higher up. It is really disgusting what is going on in America today.
It really is. And the American people stand there. As a matter of fact, if I can go back to what I was talking about during that time, I even called a police officer out for an analogy to teach the kids that we're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion. And I looked over at one of the police sheriffs, one of the sheriffs over there to my right, stage right, and I had said to him, "Now, officer, can I ask you a question?" And he knew I, you know, my eyes were locked on him, and he was probably about, 10 yards across from me, but he still knew that, we were locked in together. And I said, "So if I'm going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, what is it that you make reference to when you pull me over?" Folks, this was my response. I said, "You're kidding me." I couldn't believe what I was seeing. They were encouraging these kids to act out the way that they were acting out, encouraging chaos and encouraging anarchy. And friends, that's exactly what took place. A couple of these kids had to be escorted out by the cops. One lesbian bit one of the security guards, and another one jumped over a railing on top of a sheriff, unbeknownst to him until after the fact. And it was interesting because right then and there, I knew I had to deal with the whole room. I went after the media. I went after those cops that were disobeying their constitutional oath. I went after the superintendent. I went after the mayor. And then I looked at the community and I said to them, "This is all happening because you tolerate it. That's why it's happening. These people work for you, and yet they are not doing their job. Why aren't they doing their job, America? Because you're not doing your job. Because when you demand what you pay for, friends, when you demand what you pay for, what your tax dollars are going to support, namely law officers, they need to be doing their job by magnifying the law against crime, not tolerating it, not standing down and encouraging it, which only tells me, again, that there's someone up on top that's giving the order. And friends, there is no question as to the fact that someone up on top, they think they're on top, is giving the orders here in Jenison. No question about it. Now, Brian, you texted me not too long ago, and can you tell me what just happened today?
Yeah, And somebody came over into my lane. I'm just, and I don't have enough of evidence or feeling that it was anything related to this, but this vehicle was traveling in the left lane and just came right over into my lane and ran into me. So we had an accident here in Ottawa County, and I called the sheriff's, I called 911, identified myself as a paramedic, and then I said it was a non-injury, non-emergency accident. This will be important in a second. Within a couple minutes later, I had given my name on the phone. A couple minutes later, we had four different sheriff's vehicles running lights and sirens to the scene of a fender bender. So my antenna went up. I went, I better start recording this.
Yep.
And the whole transaction that had gone down was just really, really eerie. It's really freaky. I was asked to pull off into a side parking lot. And the officer that was addressing me was nearby my window, but then I had two other officers, one at my 6 o'clock sitting and watching, and one at my 12 o'clock. Like they were backing this other officer up on something. It was just a really, really awkward situation, Bradley, and it's a clear indication that something's going on, and they're not done.
Okay, so in saying that, then let me again ask you, Brian, who was the one that ran into you? Where's that individual?
Well, and I had that difficulty with that also. I've got this all recorded, and I'll share it with you when I can, and maybe we'll get it up for the viewers to see, too. But I asked that officer that I said, I was traveling in the right lane, and that vehicle came into my lane. He admitted to it, did he not? And he said, yeah, but he said that you wouldn't let him in. And I said, what does the law say, officer? And that's what I got when I asked him the same question, just like you got yesterday. When I referenced the law, he went silent.
This is tyranny is what's going on here. Let me end this on a positive. I got 2 minutes. Did you want to add anything as to what's going on out here, Brian? Because I want people to meet.
But the only thing I want to add is that the only reason I'm able to stand is because guys like you and Coach Dave and Ajamar are standing. And I just want to encourage any listener that's thinking about, if you're thinking about getting up off the couch and doing something, you got some brothers out here. We're going to fight with you. I'll fly out. I'll tell you, I'll come out. I'll be a diesel mechanic in any state in this station if you need backup.
Okay, now I want to do this because I want people to understand who you are, Brian, really quick. So you're a fireman. You're a medic. What else? Okay, you own a business. You have employees. You're standing up and doing what the church is called to do by fighting for your posterity that's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Why would you be a target? Why would
the truth is scary.
Amen. There you have it right there.
It's got to be the truth.
It is. Thank you, Brian Clawitter from Jenison, Michigan. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We got one more segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And by the way, Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Radio and Media, is going to be posting everything that's been going down over the last couple days in Jenison, hopefully in a couple minutes. We'll see what happens.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So someone just ran into his car.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to bring this on a positive note because it all is positive. People think it's a negative thing when these things take place. And people need to understand, first of all, the Lord is known by the judgments that He executes, Not that I execute, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But I lawfully magnify that law concerning what the wrong is, the crime is, which is sin, 1 John 3:4. And it's the law that shows me the sin. But when you have the law not dealing with the crime through judgment, you have some serious problems. So what you have to do is you have to stay it through, stay the course until the Lord shows up. Because Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, not to debate, not to play. or to be diplomatic in any sense of the word. Right is right and wrong is wrong. There is no in between. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. We don't want that. That's what's destroying America today. And that's what's taking place here. We just have a young man, 35 years old, and he's willing to do what needs to be done, and they are attacking him, friends. And some pretty weird things are going on out there right now. For you folks out in Michigan, there was a lot of you, and I just want to tell you thank you very much for that. And by the way, the state-controlled media said that there was more protesters. Let the truth be known. There was about 200 people that came in support of Brian. Actually, 300 at the end of the night. And there was about 100 protesters that were inside of the building. There was about 300 people there. At the beginning of the night, there was about 200 protesters outside, but 100 of them just disappeared. They probably got back into the bus and went back home. Okay? So, anyways, friends, let's keep this on a positive, because everybody says, well, you know, why is it that you're giving all the bad news? None of this is bad news. This is good news if we can see it through. This is the eternal vigilance that our forefathers talked about that maintains our liberties. And when you stay the course, it's interesting when you begin to see the result that God brings forth. Remember how we always talk, friends. I always say, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Well, you got to do all that you can do, because every work of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. Well, we've done our part. Now it's time to stand back and see what the Lord is doing. Because what he's doing and what we're seeing here is he's uncovering a whole lot of darkness that he promises that he will uncover. And that's exactly what's happening. And also, I want people to understand that this is not a fight anybody picked. It's a fight that everybody that is patriotic, first and foremost, that's a Christian, is responding to. Brian is responding in Jenison, Michigan, to the attacks by the radical homosexuals. That's what he's doing. And I want everybody to understand, too, not only were the students, when the provocateurs disappeared, all of a sudden, the students began to apologize to Brian. They didn't report that. They didn't report to you, friends, some of the things I'm going to read to you real quick right now. I just got an email from one of the lead protesters in Jenison where about 600 words of it was nothing but an apology for the way that the kids were acting. And that the way she apologized for her community, she apologized for her police, she apologized for the superintendent, for the way that they acted, friends. Did the state-controlled media, tell you any of that? Of course not. They got to sell papers. But friends, do keep in mind, they want to sell papers on the backs of those that they're endangering, because they don't care about that. Let's go to some of the emails that I just got home and picked up. My husband and I saw you speak in Jenison, Michigan tonight at the event promoted by Brian Clawitter of Diesel Tech, and we're very impressed. Towards the end of the meeting, we came up to the stage to personally thank you and Brian, and we had the chance to thank Brian, but you were still speaking to protesters, and we didn't get the chance to thank you. Thank you for coming to Michigan to speak. We support what you're doing and know you speak the truth. Your message was heard despite all the disruptions from the disrespectful protesters. What are they doing, friends? They're apologizing. They're telling you the truth. And guess what's going to happen? The community is going to begin to talk. And that's exactly the objective here. We need to get people talking as to what's going on, because for the most part, everybody's in agreement. But again, the state-controlled media is there to do what? Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Nothing more, nothing less. Steph, did you want to give a little input as to what's taking place here? Because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And when you look at it from A to Z, it's almost overwhelming. It's like, wow, you didn't think that people were going to be that bad or get that bad. But here's the deal. This is what stuck out to me probably the most during the whole thing. And I've seen, several different broadcasts, media sources and so on. I remember this one particular broadcast that said that Brian, most people, when they make some sort of comment about homosexuality being a sin or an abomination, or they quote the Bible and scripture, as soon as they get any kind of flack, any kind of heat, they fall all over themselves to apologize. We saw Dr. Ben Carson do the same thing not too long ago. And to me, when you bend over backwards and you step off of the Bible, you step out biblical truth,
yep,
and you apologize, I lose respect for you completely.
Yep.
It's because people who take a stand, and then when they get a little tiny heat for it, they fall all over themselves to apologize. That's how you lose your credibility. That's how you lose your witness. And that's how they think they can run all over you, because you're a bunch of mush that's not going to stand for anything. And if you don't stand for anything, you're going to fall for everything. In this one particular media source, the anchor said this. He said, well, you know, some people, when they say these kind of comics, they apologize and so forth. This guy hasn't. This guy stood
Brian
strong.
Brian Clawitter.
Speaking of Brian Clawitter, yeah. He has taken a stand, and he hasn't backed down from it. If more Christians who call themselves Christians, not people who just say they are and profess it but don't actually walk as Jesus walked and their fruits do not show that they're Christians, if more real Christians actually stood up, and then once they said their beliefs, they stood there upon them and did not move, we would have a different country. Rather than homosexuals and these lawless protesters thinking they can be disrespectful, burst out profanities, give people the fingers, scream, shout, yell after almost every sentence of
every
what you're
sentence,
saying,
yeah.
That is, to me, that's completely unacceptable. And for them to have portrayed the protesters as if they were the victims, when you had people protecting you and the other speakers so they didn't get hurt, there is seriously something wrong in our society. Judgment is turned backwards.
Yeah, we're finding that the police were actually appointed to go there to make sure that everything that the speakers were going to talk about, they attempted to neuter everything.
That's right. And you know, and I think Coach Dave brought up this great point of, if this was a school board meeting, if someone got up and started shouting profanities, a police officer,
yeah,
would escort them straight away.
Yeah.
We're talking about 100 people sitting there yelling out profanities,
yeah,
and doing things, and the police stood there,
well,
stood down and did nothing.
The superintendent was approached and said, you need to deal with this. Dave asked nicely, can you please deal with this?
Yeah.
And the superintendent said back to him, I can't do anything. This is a public forum. Yeah, try that in a board meeting at the education.
Right, exactly. You don't have the freedom and the right to use profanity and yell at vulgarities and be like
that. It's ridiculous.
No.
Just got another one here. We got several of them, as a matter of fact. Patty said, Bradley, I wanted to apologize for the way my community acted during your presentation in Jenison, Michigan on June 11th. This is what she said. I was so embarrassed by the way the protesters acted. I could not believe the disrespect shown to you, Brian, and Coach Dave. The vulgar language, the disrespect, the forced laughter, the gestures. I was physically sick the next day. Most of those kids had graduated from Jenison Public Schools, where my kids are students. I was so ashamed. My husband and I made the decision back in January to transfer our kids to the Christian schools. The display that these students showed absolutely cemented our decision to transfer schools. I was saddened at the blatant sin and joyfulness about it that they displayed. We're going to have a party down there, say they, in hell, she said. Many kids stated that they grew up in Christian homes and were so proud to say that it isn't for them anymore. I really wonder what this country will be like in 20 years. It actually terrifies me if this is the next generation coming up, because the end of the night was wonderful once the loudmouths left and it turned into a discussion rather than a screaming match. I think the kids were left and they realized that this was never about hate. My husband and I have enjoyed your presentation, as you have had a lot of information. She goes on and on. And friends, usually when people write, it's a book. But
yeah,
we appreciate that very much. But this is what we're getting from the community right now. But we're not getting this from the authorities, friends, which tells me you have corruption in the system. And we're going to see what we can do about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I just want to say, if you're looking for a ministry that's going to stand, look no further. I mean, I don't know how many people, as Bradley got up there in front of these protesters, and as he said, took a beating for 2 hours. Most people can't handle if someone looks at them the wrong way, one person. Try 100 people in the front row who would literally go after you if they could.
One lesbian,
yeah,
bit one of the security guards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Going after people, giving them the finger, you know, yelling vulgarities. We've said it so many times. But you're looking at a ministry, and you're looking at a man right now, Mr. Dean, who did that for the truth's sake. sake, for the Christ's sake, and on the behalf of his brother in Christ, who he saw was taking a beating for standing for truth, did he cower and mush back? No, no, no. He stood up alongside and said, we're brothers in arms here. We're standing for the truth. Please support us. Go now, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We need your support to bring this message across this nation. We can take America back.
1 John 3:18, we can take America back.
Amen.
Under God. Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you soon. See ya!
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.